The U.S. Olympics team has had plenty of nice moments to celebrate over the past 24 hours. One of the brightest is Sunisa Lee's gold medal in gymnastics today. John Yang looks at her accomplishments and how it's resonating in Hmong American communities.
Judy, some of today's most inspiring Olympic pictures come not only from the Tokyo Games, but also from the suburbs of St. Paul, Minnesota, a watch party that became a jubilant celebration when the Minnesota native clinched the gold in the individual all-around competition. Lee, who is 18 and still nursing a fractured ankle, went to Tokyo aiming for silver, assuming her idol and teammate Simone Biles would win gold. Today, she hit routine after routine, even nailing the floor exercise she and her coach had changed just this morning. Afterward, Lee reflected on her road to the Olympics.
The past 2 years have been absolutely crazy with COVID and just my family and everything else. This medal definitely means a lot to me because there was a point in time where I wanted to quit and I just didn't think I would ever get here, including injuries and stuff. So there are definitely a lot of emotions, but I'm super proud of myself for sticking with it and believing in myself because this medal would not be possible without my coaches, the medical team, my parents, and it's just so surreal and I haven't even let it sink in yet.
Lee has said she trained every day for all first generation Americans whose parents came to the United States with so little and wanted to win for all Hmong Americans who she feels are unseen. Among those at today's watch party turn celebration, Bo Tao Yurabe, the founder and executive director of the Coalition of Asian American Leaders, and as we can see, the proud wearer of a Sunny Lee autographed T-shirt. Thanks so much for being with us. First of all, tell us what it was like this morning at that watch party. I understand that Sunny FaceTimed with her family before the medal ceremony.
Yes. She did. I understand that is a ritual that she and her sister have to connect on FaceTime just to check in. And so that was a really nice moment when she was just about to head to the ceremonies to get her gold. And she did a quick FaceTime with everybody in the room. So it was really special.
It must have been very exciting to be able to watch that.
Yes, absolutely. It was exciting. Everybody was just, you know, it's historic, right, to have the first Hmong American, Asian American woman take home the, you know, the gold. That was just, yeah, so historic and epic, as I say.
You know, before today, I think a lot of casual Olympic watchers may not have been familiar with her. Tell us a little bit about her and about her personal story.
Yes, I mean, I think Sunny is a first generation Hmong American child. And so her parents, like me, came as refugee children to this country. And the Hmong came post the secret war in Laos. And so many of us came with really no more than, you know, the bags we could carry in our hands and started our lives here in America with just great ambitions that our parents had about the future here. And I think her father has told the stories of how much they have worked to get her, support her and really to believe in her dreams, even building, you know, the beams for her out of wood that they had at home because they couldn't afford to buy it. So, right. So it's really an American story, and we couldn't have really could not be prouder of Sunny and her parents.
And the Hmong, obviously an ethnic group without a homeland, suffered genocide, displacement in the closing days of the Vietnam War. Sunny talks about the Hmong community in America being unseen. What does this gold medal mean for the Hmong community in America?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, it's a community that is maybe not always thought about because it's both small, spread out, and also it's a community that doesn't have things written in history, right? Because it's an oral culture, and so stories that we know about our ancestors are passed down through generations by mouth, and that means that it's really up to all of us to carry that forward. And I am, you know, so grateful for Suni for really embracing all of who she is, and to always say that she is Hmong, and that she carries that with her, and that is, I think so. That's what makes her so special, because sometimes our young people don't always understand and don't know that story. But I see her, and she is proud to say she is Hmong American, and she carries that story, the story of her parents and her ancestors. And that has given everybody so much just inspiration and support. So grateful for seeing her have this big win. And it's a big win for all of us, but for her to have this moment is so special. Yeah.
And she did talk about wanting to win for the Hmong community in America. In this week where we talk about the personal pressures on the Olympic athletes, did she carry that like a burden, or did she carry it like was it a lighter burden for her to do this for her the Hmong community?
Well, I don't think there's ever a lighter burden when you are the first to anything. And so it must have felt heavy, but I hear her talk about it, and it was a motivation more than a burden. And I hope that she felt that she could have gotten anything or not placed, and we would have been so proud of her for being the first, right, to get to the Olympics, and for really believing in her dreams, and for being so, you know, having a passion and really going after it. That doesn't really matter who she is, but I think the fact that she always remembered who she is and that she brought that with her made all of us feel like we were there, and that she did it for us too.
And I imagine that her family and all of you in the Hmong community in the Twin Cities planning a big homecoming when she gets back.
We're talking about some things. So I'll be waiting for her when she gets back.
Great. Thank you very much, Bo Taurabe. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.